doesn't come to a tachlan of the rabbi. So that's what Tosfos Matzah. Tosfos has two explanations. So Rashi says, simple, no problem. If you hold from achana de rabbi, you don't hold from achana de rabbi, it changes the definition of nigdas katzoi. Does nigdas katzoi mean the way Tosfos said, that whatever was mukta to the first moment of Shabbos and Yom Tov, remain, that's kaveh for the whole day? No, it has to be huchan mebod yom. A nafkemina over half a second, that's the whole nafkemina. Does it have to be huchan from Erev Shabbos? No, as long as it's not mukta at the first moment of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, if you hold from achana de rabbi, that you need achana mebod yom, then nigdas katzoi de ben hashemashes means whatever. Then you do say mukta machmas tafik yom shabbos. So the maskon is that we pass from like a rabbi. So we do say nigdas katzoi machmas tafik yom shabbos. That's where Rashi got it from. But Tosfos doesn't learn like that. Tosfos dibra maskalal bachana de rabbi comes to Migi. They said that it's not that if you hold from Achana the Rabbi, then you learn Pshat Nigdas Katzoi differently. So Tosfos learns, the top Tosfos, they learned that the whole Sugi here shows you don't say Muktzah, Mach Mesaf Yom Shava. So that's what Tosfos says, that no one holds, yeah, only Muktzah Mach Mes Mitzvah is different, because it applies to all Mitzvahs. So the Mitzvah of Safik, the Rai Sevukum Mezechet HaMitzvah. It's also a Mitzvah.
That's what we learned in, the Tosfos says in Sukkot, that The Suffolk Yom Ben Arbayim, Ben Ashmashas, is, we talked about, it's a mitzvah, why can't we simply learn that it's a mitzvah shel atzmo, then I don't have to look any 50 different connections, this is a mitzvah shel atzmo, and it's not what muktzah, because the first day or second day, you have a mitzvah,
alright, that's what Tosfos answers, when you're dealing with muktzah,
it's a rule, this is not a mitzvah,
shel atzmo,
right. When you don't need any connection to anything else. Yeah.
Correct?
The face of it wouldn't try to be right if you say that you are looking the habu for the future, then you say because it is cut through on the first second of the young of the Shabbos or of the Yom Tov, it was mocked. So therefore it continues all the way for the whole day. What business is it of ours that it was mocked before?
Error.
Yeah.
But that's where Rashi learns, no. If you open up one of the rabbi, yeah, whatever you want to eat on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you have to be making the bod yom. And if it was mukta up until the very, including the last second of the Erev Yom Tov, just the first second of Yom Tov is not mukta, feltach in hachana. You have to have hachana with bod yom. So Rashi learns that that's what the Gemara says. If you hold from hachana the rabbi, then it has to be ois mukta a second before. Then you say mukta mach mesaf yom shaolah. If you don't hold from Achana the Rabbi, if you wouldn't have held like Rabbi, there wouldn't be a din of Achana the Rabbi, then Tosfos would have been right, that you wouldn't say, Nigdas Katzoi Mach Mesaf Yom Shava. That's how the Ritzvo, I don't sit and read Ritzvos, but the Beis, I read Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi quotes the Ritzvo. Somebody did the research. So like that other Ritzvo in Yuma, the Raga Chava discovered that. So this is the Ritzvo Daf Mem Vav in Sukkot. Where it's again the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, you say Mukta Mach Mesaf Yom Shava. And Tosfos repeats the Zal B'chad Gadya, longer there, long Tosfos on Daf Mevav, that you don't say Muktzah Mach Mesaf Yom Shava. So the Ritzvan Daf Mevav says, Rashi got it from this Gemara, that's what it meant. Rabbi is like Achana de Rabbi, if you hold from Achana de Rabbi, then the Pshat and Muktzah, then you do say Muktzah Mach Mesaf Yom Shava, because the Pshat and the Migad is Katzoi is different. It means they have to have a Achana in the Bo Yom. That's what Rashi sounds like he says here. Achana de Rabbah, the second wide line of Rashi. Achana de Rabbah, Dama Achana de Shemayim Mitzra Miyom Tov L'Shabbos. So the Shabbos Baya Hazmona Miyom Chol Migzeiros HaKosav. He's emphasizing that Hazmona has to be Miyom Chol, has to be Miba Od Yom. So since here was Muktzah till the last second, till the very end of the first day. You raise a question, that's what some, the Ragachova wants to say, that the Machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos is the Machloikas with that Ritvo. That's how the Raga Chava wants to say. That Rashi says he's saying Muktzah Mach Mesaf Yom Shavar. If Ben Hashmash is something was Muktzah, because I'm not sure when yesterday ends and when tomorrow begins. You're not sure where to draw the line. So Rashi says that you do say Migdas Katzoi Mach Mesaf Yom Shavar. Tosfos disagrees. So the Raga Chava wants to say that the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is on the nature of Ben Hashmash. That Rashi holds like the Ritzvot. Then Ben Hashmashas has an overlap. It's both yesterday and today, Bevasachas. Huh? It's Yom and Laila. So it's muktzeh because it was muktzeh on the first day, remains muktzeh till the end of the Bein Hashmashes. And the beginning of the second day, it's not that there's a cutoff point, Adkan is yesterday.
Overlap.
There's an overlap. So Rashi holds there's an overlap. So then you do say muktzeh machmasafi gam shava. And it's not like the ritual. That's how the Ragat Shava wants to say that. The machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is whether you hold like the ritual, you don't like the ritual. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that pshat. He liked it. He thought the ritual was so gishmak, everybody has to be maskim. He once gave a whole yortzeit shir on that ritual. He thought that that was the pshat. He used this concept many times that you have it's a zocher and in the cave, it's a karka and metaltalim, it's yom and laila, tied to the sasri. Whenever you have a tied to the sasri, you treat it like a zocher. Allah treats it like a zocher. He said, even though he thought everybody's maskim to the ritual. But even if you hold like the ritual, that is both Yom and Laila, there's an overlap, but it can't be two calendaric days. It can't be the Tezvav and Tezayin at the same time. It can't be two different days on the calendar. Yom and Laila, you can have the Chora Machta. That can be a tie to the Sasser. But to say that it's, is it Shabbos or is it Sunday? How can it be Shabbos and Sunday at the same time? It can be Yom and Laila at the same time. So he thought that Taisvis Hanache should be Muskim L'chol HaDeis. How can he say Muktzeh Machmasafik Yom Shavar? It's either Shabbos or Chol. It's either Shabbos or Yom Tov. How can he say that it's both Shabbos and Yom Tov at the same time? They're different calendaric days.
Is it fine, Ben Shemoshes, and Sarajin, for halachic purposes, you will do the same?
So he thought not so. He thought that Yom and Laila can live in peace together. And you treat it like a Sabbath, but to say that it's both Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Shabbos and Yom Tov are smuchim zolazeh. You say that there's a 25 period minute, there's a period of time, 25 minutes, that I say it's both Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's both Shabbos and Chol, they thought that can't be. So he thought that the premise of Tosfos, everybody should agree. So what's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? Achana de Rabba. What does it mean, Achana de Rabba? The Rashi learns once you hold from Achana de Rabba, then you do say Muktzmach Mesafik Yom Shabbat, because Pshat and Nigeres Katzai means it has to be Mukhan at least 1 second before the day begins. It wasn't Mukhan, it was Muktzeh Mamish till the last second. So the second before the day began, there was no Hachana before Yom. And Tosfos doesn't hold like that. Tosfos holds that Nigeres Katzai means if the first second of this day, it was Muktzeh. But the last second of the last day was Muktzeh, that doesn't bother me. It all depends. Nigeres Katzai the Ben Hashemash means if the first second of this day was Muktzeh. Yeah, yes. That's a discussion in Poskim. What do you do with the yortzeit? What do you do with the yortzeit? So a lot of Acharonim say there's a din in the Gemara that if the person was living for 50 years, for 60 years, for 70 years, for 80 years, for 120 years, the person lived for a long period of time. You don't know when he died, so you stel af cheskos chai, and you say, whenever you're not sure when someone died, so you postpone the change till as late as possible. So you assume that the yortzeit is the second day. That's what a group of Achrenim say, the following day. And then later Achrenim, that's a psataz with a dog on mervov, and they say like that, if someone dies, ben hashmashes, so the yortzeit is observed on the second day. They talk about the war, someone was killed ben hashmashes, died ben hashmashes, killed ben hashmashes, same thing. And others, taina, no, what do you mean? If I don't know when the person died, the person was alive an hour before the shtiyah, and then an hour after the shtiyah, we see the person is dead. We don't know when he died. So if you don't know when he died, then you shtel af cheskos chai, you assume that he died later. But we're sitting in the room, we're watching on the clock. We know he died 18 minutes after the shtiyah. And the Ben Hashmashes says, Asav Yam Sav Gaila, for 25 minutes. So what do you mean cheskos chai? Cheskos chai. Cheskos chai tells me that period of time was
alive.
I know when he died. It's not a suffix when he died. It's a suffix what the time is labeled. So the cheskos chai of this man, Paskin Zeus, at this period of time is Laila. How can the cheskos chai be Machriya? If you don't know when he died, if you know an hour before Shkia he was alive, an hour after the Shkia is dead, you don't know when was Shasi Tirs and Shama, then suffix in the Besis. But if it's a suffix in the Din, what this man is, so the Achayim Taina does make sense. But that's l'maisa what we do. We shtel af cheskos chai. And we say that the yortzeit is the second day. That's how most of the Achayim say.
No one said that it doesn't take over. Shmini Atzeres is supposed to be another Yom Tov. Mm-hmm. It cancels.
It cancels.
It cancels. But the Shminat Seres doesn't cancel because there's no chol in between. It goes from one yontif into the other. Then the Chol HaMoed you go there.
The Gemara says if someone dies right before Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur cancels Shiva and Sukkot cancels Shloshim.
What about
if someone dies right before Sukkot, so it says Sukkot cancels Shiva and that's all. So they arrive at answer. Why doesn't Shmini Atzeres cancel Shloshim? That's like if someone dies before Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah cancels Shiva, Yom Kippur cancels Shloshim. Someone dies before Yom Kippur cancels Shiva, and Sukkot cancels Shloshim. So if someone dies before Sukkot, say the same thing. If Shmini Atzeres are regular from the answer, say that Sukkot cancels Shiva, Shmini Atzeres should cancel Shloshim. That's the kasha. And the Gemara said the first that you don't. So that's what Achrayim after the Rishonim matters over there. So we say, yeah, yeah, counts for 7 days. The Shiva, let's say someone is the Levaya takes place on Erev Sukkot. So Sukkot comes cancel Shiva, and Sukkot itself is 7 days. So that's already 14 days are taken up. Then Shmini Atzeres counts as another 7 days. It doesn't cancel Shloshim. Counts for 7 days. That counts for 21 days. And Simchas Torah is 22nd day. Then you have to have another 8 days after. And on the 8th day after, you say Miktus Hayom Kikula. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's the Raidus Kasha. Why don't you say streamline? Why don't you say let Shmini Atzeres cancel the Shloshim, just like you cancel Rosh Hashanah, cancel Shiva, Yom Kippur cancel Shloshim. So you cannot go up both with the regal. So that's what the Rishonim answered. No, that Shmini Atzeres comes right after Yom Tov. There was no hole in between. So it wasn't noticeable that he was observing anything from Shloshim. It wasn't Nikir. The only time you say that the Yom Tov cancels Shloshim if the person began to observe the Shloshim. But if nothing was noticeable, then you can't say cancel.
Also, unless he's actually
before the Yom Tov. Otherwise, the Yom Tov wouldn't cancel the Shiva either. Yeah. That's what the other Rishonim answered. The Rav himself gives a different answer. The Rav gives a very strange answer. The Rav is quoted by the Rosh, and the end of my quote says, "Trei kulei lo mikilino." You have no right to employ a double kula. The Yolim, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah cancels Shiva, Yom Kippur does cancel Shloshim. It says Yom Kippur cancels Shiva, Sukkot cancels Shloshim. But to say that Sukkot should cancel Shiva, Shmini Atzeres should cancel Shloshim, all of a sudden he says, Trei kulei lo mikilino. You're not allowed to use a double kula. What's a double kula? You do it all the time, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Yeah, what's up, Sufik weather? So that's the problem. We're not sure what the right answer is. But the other Rishonim give the answer that you say, Rav Soloveitchik explained, that the only time a regel cancels Shloshim is if he started to observe Shloshim before. And here, he couldn't, it wasn't noticeable that he was observing. He's not allowed to wash his clothing anyway because it's Chol HaMoed, because his Yom Tov is Chol HaMoed. He's not allowed to take a haircut anyway because his Yom Tov is Chol HaMoed. So it wasn't even noticeable that he was observing Shloshim. So then the regel of Shmini Atzeres doesn't cancel the Shloshim. Because it wasn't Nika.
According to the Ritzvot, Ribbono Shmuel would always be responsible.
According to the Ritzvot, which Ritzvot? Yeah. The Ritzvot.
That is the Amor of the Bible. That is the Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So we always, it's always responsible.
Even not according to the Ritzvot.
Everybody.
Ribbono Shmuel is always responsible.
Not because you're somebody, but because I'm a seer.
Yeah. The Ritzvot just explained differently. We usually learn that the Ribbono Shmuel usually learn like this. There's a pasuk in Bereishis that says, "Vayichal alekim mayim hashvi malachta v'asher osa." We say it in Kiddush all the time. The Ribbono Shel Olam finished the malacha on Yom Hashvi. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, he didn't finish on Yom Hashvi, didn't do anything. He should say, "Vayichal alekim mayim hashishi." So Rashi gives one answer: "Maha yahalam chaser menucha." The Ribbono Shel Olam created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the birds, and the bees, and the fruits, and the vegetables, and everything, and the behemoths, and everything. But he had to create menucha. So the menucha he created on Yom HaShvi. V'chalukim Yom HaShvi. He made a bria on Yom HaShvi. The bria was menucha. That's one pshat. Then Rashi says another pshat from the Medrash. No, the Ribbono Shel Olam really finished the bria on Yom HaShishi. If we would have been the Ribbono Shel Olam, we would have realized that he, from his perspective, he finished the malacha the last second of Yom HaShishi. And he didn't do a stitch of malach on Yom HaShvi. But if there would be Adam Arishan, who was an onlooker, Adam Arishan was watching the way the Ribbono Shel Olam is look, Adam Arishan didn't know when is the Sofa Yom of Shishi, when is the Tchilas Yom HaShvi. So the Ribbono Shel Olam did malach until the last second of Yom HaShishi. So Adam Arishan looked at that, and it looked to him as if the Baruch Shalom did Malach on the Yavashvi. So Rashi writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows Itover Agov, he knows the split second of time. He did Malach until Mamish, the last second of Yom, and the first second of Laila, he didn't do Malach. But we don't know, never human beings, even Adam Rishon didn't know. Adam Rishon didn't know when is Sof HaYom, when is Tchilas HaYom of the next. He didn't know where he drew the line. So the appearance that the perception of Adam Rishon was that the Baruch Shalom is doing Malach on the Yom HaShvi. So that's what we usually learn based on that Rashi. We don't know where to draw the line, whether the end of the first day, beginning of the second day is at sunset, 5 minutes later, 5 minutes later, you don't know where to draw the line. So that's what Bein HaShmashis is all about. And this Ritva in Yuma comes up with this newfangled idea. He says, no, it's not you don't know where to draw the line. The Rebbeinu Shlom knows where to draw the line. Human beings don't know where to draw the line. No, there's a block of time that goes around 25 minutes. That's both Yom and Laila, one superimposed on the other, overlapping. And because it's a tie to the Sasha, if it's Yom, it belongs to yesterday. If it's Laila, it belongs to tomorrow. And it has both status of Yom and of Laila. So you have to go Lechumra, because any time you have a tie to the Sasha, you go Lechumra. That's how the Ritva understands. Okay. Okay. We would have, if the Ritva would have written the Medrash, he would have said like that. But the way Rashi quotes the Medrash, he doesn't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows Itov Uregov, he really finished on the Yom HaShishi. But Adam Rishon was watching, so look to him as if the Rebbeinu Shlom. So that sounds like there really is a cutoff point. And the Rebbeinu Shlom really knows when it is. And we don't know. The Chisaron Yediyah, we don't know. And the Ritva says, Nishke Chisaron Yediyah. Even the Gabi the Baruch Shalom is also tied to disaster.
But say that the Baruch Shalom just creates things by Hashmoshes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Because he knows exactly.
That's how the Medrash says he knows exactly. The Lashon of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos is the Rebbeinu Shlom created all the things Bein Hashmash is meaning till the last second of Bein Hashmash. Till the last second of the first day.
But we call Bein Hashmash.
But looks at Bein Hashmash,
yeah?
In our eyes.
Right.
That's right. He said Bachatur.
Okay.
What's your name say, Tom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, this Taka hard, this is a hard Gemara, yeah.
If you don't know the Rava, you're not going to say Kevin is Kaisai?
No, everybody. No, the Ritva in Sukkim, and Rav says like this. So let me quote it, elaborate on it. Everybody agrees that the din of Nigidus Katsoy Leben Hashmash is Katsoy Lekul Yoimo. Whatever was Mukta, the Tchil Asayim remains Mukta throughout the, till the end of the day. But it's a machloik is how do you interpret that din? So Taisvis, the top Taisvis, interprets that L'chol HaDeis, they don't see any dispute. They understand, everybody understands it the same way. Whatever was Muktzeh, the first moment of Shabbos, or the first moment of Yom Tov, that's Koveya for the whole day. In fact, some Achrenim say that it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came there, I said Tikkun, that this din Rabbanan, whatever was Muktzeh, the Tchilas HaYom is Koveya for the whole day, is patterned after the din Raisa that was, that the Tchilas HaYom of Shabbos and Yom Tov is the Osir for the whole day. That's the Shaila on the level of the Raisa. What do you mean one is not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Is it because Tchilas HaYom is Osir? No, there's a Kedushas HaYom on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So really, you're not allowed to do Malacha. So that's a machlok we discussed it once. That the kid becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. How can he become Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos?
So
some Rishonim hold, the Gemara has a lotion, a kid becomes Bar Mitzvah, Eis Le'Eis. He becomes, has to have Yud Gimel Shani Yamecha, Eis Le'Eis. So most of the Rishonim say, Eis Le'Eis means that the kid was born at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he becomes Bar Mitzvah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 13 years later. So they should always used to think that that was a joke. More than half of the Rishonim say like that. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch also. More than half of the Rishonim say. So the other Rishonim say no. Eis Le'Eis just means if he was born on Zayin Adar, he becomes Bar Mitzvah on Zayin Adar. You shouldn't say everybody becomes Bar Mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. You shouldn't say he becomes Bar Mitzvah at the beginning of the 14th year. Beginning of the 14th year is Rosh Hashanah. When it's Zayin Adar of his 12th birthday and the Rosh Hashanah following, all the kids become Bar Mitzvah. All those who are going to reach their 13th birthday in the middle of the year become Bar Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah. said, you shouldn't say that. So the Gemara uses an expression, the Eis Leis. But Meis Leis just means till the day, till the Zainada. It doesn't mean till the hour. That doesn't mean till the year.
Maybe it could even be that we had 24 hours leeway. If he was born 2 o'clock in the morning of this day, there's time to be Bar Mitzvah that he has to fulfill until the next day. He had also made, like Ben Ashmosha, 24 hours, as less.
That's already a new. I don't know if anybody says that. I don't know. And the Rishonim that I remember, some say he's born 2 o'clock, he comes by Mitzvah 2 o'clock. And others say no, he comes by Mitzvah, say it's a Kacham before. The Yamechad means, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So if you'd say he becomes by Mitzvah, at Yud Gimel Shonim, so the Yud Gimel Shonim Arov on Vav Adar. Vav Adar is the last day in the year. So if you'd only said Yud Gimel Shonim, he should become by Mitzvah on Vav Adar. Now they said Yud Gimel Shonim, the Yom Echad, it means he only becomes by Mitzvah on Zayin Adar. That's the Yom Echad, means Zayin Adar, the day on which he was born, that's the first day of the next year. That's Zayin Adar. But does it have to be Zayin Adar at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Or do you say no, the Chilus Hayom of Zayin Adar? So that's the Machlokes HaRishonim. That's the Machlokes HaRishonim, yeah. So there's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Lamed Gimel, Daf Lamed Al, talks about a boy becoming Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. How can you become Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos? If you say like this, Rishonim, that you become Bar Mitzvah 2 o'clock in the afternoon, good. If you hold not so, so the Gemara is assuming, even if you hold not so, it becomes Bar Mitzvah at the beginning of Tzeisat Chum. But still, in order to be Bar Mitzvah, it's not enough. You'd give Moshon and Yamech. You have to have Shtei Cyrus, and the Shtei Cyrus have to have a certain length. So let's see, the Gemara has a funny case. The Shtei Cyrus grew, the hair on the Eva Ho'erbo grew that length in the middle of the day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We checked at night, it wasn't long enough. Checked in the morning, it's not long enough. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Shtei Cyrus are longer. So the Gemara has such a funny hechatim. So boy becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. So the question the Gemara discusses is, does he have to observe? So in Atari he didn't have to observe the beginning of Shabbos, only Mitam Chinuch. A Kotn only has to keep mitzvahs Mitam Chinuch, Midirabah. Yeah. So what about after he became a mitzvah 2 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon, does he have to observe the rest of Shabbos Min HaTorah? Or is it only Midirabah? So the Gemara says, yes, Min HaTorah. He's Mechuyev Min HaTorah to observe the rest of Shabbos. Oh. So that's a Gemara. So the question is, does that demonstrate anything unusual or not? So the Maharam Rutenberg, in the end of Moed Kot, Maharam Rutenberg says, ooh, it's a chiddush, that you don't say dichei etzel mitzvahs. What does God do dichei mitzvahs? That even though tchilas hayom of Shabbos, the kid was a cotton, I should say, the tchilas hayom of Shabbos was not mechayiv him, he wasn't bar chiyuve. You don't say dichei etzel mitzvahs, the tchilas hayom is mechayiv him, lekishe yagdil. And the Rosh says, where did he see such a chiddush? The kid becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of the day, so the sof hayom has a kedushas hayom. So what's so complicated? You can't prove, nothing unusual, very simple. Yeah, that is correct. But there are cases where you had a Rishus HaYachid with a Heta Tiltil at the beginning of the day. Let's say you had an Erev, a Baksa Matzis, and the Erev is eaten up in the middle of the day. So I say, hold Ishtarya, Ishtarya. Or let's say at the beginning of Shabbos there was an Issa Tiltil, and then even on the middle of Shabbos the Issa Tiltil should go away. I say, hold the Yitzra, Yitzra. I say, when you have a Rishus HaYachid with an Issa Tiltil, it's Nikra Vashkilo Sayyach. So the Achrayim say that that's called the Tikkun Rabbanan. Came there, I say, Tikkun, that must be the... When the din of the Rabbanon, the Amoraim a lot of times look back, doesn't that show some kind of a din deraisa? So the Achrayim also look back. Why did the Chachamim make such strange dinim that Muktzah are all determined by the Tchilas Hayom? And Issa Tiltul and Rishus Sechel is all determined by the Tchilas Hayom. Why did they do that? So a group of Achrayim understood, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came there, I said Tikkun, it must indicate something on the level of deraisa. That the Maharam Rutenberg is right, on the level of the Raisa, the Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos is what asks. It's not that every minute of Shabbos has Kedushas Hayom, and really not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. No. The Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos is the Oster for the whole Shabbos. And if the kid wasn't Bar Mitzvah yet till the middle of Shabbos, that's an issue. And the Gemara says he still has to observe the end of Shabbos Min HaTorah. So that's a Raya, that there's no Dichei Eitzel Mitzvah. That Tchilas Hayom can be Mechayev a kid who's a cotton, Ba'ad lachas man l'kishayagdil. You can't just explain it away like the Rosh. No, the rest of Shabbos, every minute of Shabbos has kedushas hayom, and you mechuyev to observe the kedushas hayom of Shabbos. If you're a bar mitzvah, you mechuyev. That's what the Rosh says. He doesn't see anything unusual about that gemara. And Maharam Ruttenberg says, no, that gemara, the kid who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos has to observe the end of Shabbos min haTorah, is an unusual din. He says it shows that the tchilas hayom of Shabbos is mechayev even on a cotton bad lachas man. That was a machloikis achroidim, that was machloikis davne nezer. It was the Sochet Shavu Rebbe and there was a Chechen Ova Rebbe. So they had this machloikis. The Sochet Shavu Rebbe held that the Tchilas Hayoim, the first moment of Shabbos, is the Mechaif all of Shabbos. I had a machloikis on the level of the Raisa. And the Chechen Ova Rebbe said, no, every minute of Shabbos has a Kedushas Hayoim. So you have to observe the Kedushas Hayoim, not to do Malacha. So the Kozhik lover, Goyen, who was killed by the Nazis, has a sefer. He shows that this machlekes is Sochet Shavu with the Chechen of a Rebbe. The machlekes, he's a Talmud of the Sochet Shavu, right? He gave a shiur in Yeshivas Chachma Lublin. So he points out in his sefer Eretz Tzvi. I wrote a sefer that's called Eretz Tzvi. His sefer is called Eretz Tzvi. So he has in his Tshuva sefer Eretz Tzvi, he says that this machlekes between the Sochet Shavu and the Chechen of is an alter machlekes, the Rosh and the Maharam Rutenberg in the last page of my cotton. By the Kotan Shehigdel Bemsa HaShabbos, that the Gemara says in Yevamos, that he has to, the beginning of Shabbos, he has to observe in the Rabbanon. The end of Shabbos, after he has the Shtei Saris, he has to observe in HaTorah. So, is there anything unusual about that? So the Rosh says, what's the problem? He doesn't see what's unusual. And the Maram Ritmerg, the Rebbe, says, no, that Gemara is a fantastic Kiddush. That the Tzilas Ayoyim is the Mechayev, even for the Kotan, Vad Lachazman. And the Rosh says, no, after the kid is bar mitzvah, he bumps into a Shabbos. It's Shabbos, the end, and then of course he has to observe it. The Maamar Berber holds, no. The Mechayev to observe Shabbos is not the fact that the part of the day has a Kedushas Hayom. The Tchilas Hayom is the Mechayev of Shabbos. So a lot of Achrayim say, that's what Rosh Hashanah also said, call the Tikkun Rabbanon, came their eyes at Tikkun. The fact that with the Rabbanon they said that the Rishus Hayochid with the Rishus Rabbanon is determined by the first minute of Shabbos. The fact that Muktzah is determined by the first minute of Shabbos shows that on the level of the Raisa, there must be something that's dependent on the first minute. Yes, so they thought that that shows that the Tchilas Hayom is the Yoyser of Shabbos. Yeah. Let's say Allah HaLamayisah, this is what the Kozhik Lava talks about. Others talk about this also. The Gerer Rebbe from before the Second World War also talks about this. Let's say a person was in Eretz Yisrael, Shagimach Tavdola Matzoy Shabbos, then he takes a Concorde, and he flies into Shabbos. He goes west, and he's flying so fast, he's flying faster than the earth is swirling, and he flies back into Shabbos. Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, fakir, if a person...
if you assume Japan is 13 hours ahead.
Okay. So what's the deal if a person flies into the middle of Shabbos? Does he have to observe
Shabbos?
Does he have to observe Shabbos? He already said Abdullah. So he flies back into Shabbos. And Mizami has to observe Shabbos. Is that Minat Torah? That he has to observe Shabbos? Or is that only Midi Rabbonim? So the Kashrut lover wants to say that it's only Midi Rabbonim. Because the Mechayev to observe Shabbos has to be the Tchilas Hayoyim. Not Yifar Arayin, in the middle it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No, it has to be, you have to experience the Tchilas Hayoyim of Shabbos. You have to experience, not that you have to have 24 hours of Shabbos, you can have a shorter Shabbos also. But you can't Far Arayin in the middle of Shabbos. Middle of Shabbos, you didn't experience the Tchilas Hayoyim, so it's not Mechayev. There's not as an issue. What do you mean both ways?
Both ways. If it's a mukta, it makes sense. But if the Kedusha Shabbos does not start in the first minute, you cannot suddenly discover it in the middle of Shabbos.
Right. Works both. Bein l'hakol, bein l'hakol. Yeah. So then there is okay. Okay, Lynette, next week we'll have to review again what we said, a lot of ideas this week. We'll have to review the Rashi Prophet next week. On this week's Sedra, there's a famous Medrash that Rashi quotes. The Rashi quotes that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, his mother put him in a basket in the river in order to save his life. So then when they found the baby, they realized that it must be a Jewish baby and they're hiding it. So they wanted to feed the baby. The baby was hungry. So they gave him to all the Nashim HaMitzriyos, and he didn't want to drink. So then Miriam, who was watching, asked Bashparo, Eilach v'karasi lachisha minekis mina ibriyos v'senik locha, should I get a yisha mother? Obviously he didn't want to drink by the goyish women. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, why didn't he want to drink from the goyish women? Because since they ate treifas, since the goyish women ate treifas macholos asuras, Moshe Rabbeinu was a pesha, so the dabri mashchina, he's going to have nevuah. So he didn't want to rub them the wrong way, he didn't want to drink from the noshim hamitzriyos, because their milk came from macholos asuras. Alpidin, it's the same thing, the milk is milk, but the baby can't taste in the milk. If the mother just had carrots, so the baby's diaper will be orange, and the mother had the chmei strawberries, the baby's diaper will be red. So it is a different kind of a milk. It is there in the milk. Even though Pidin, it's the same kind of milk, but hardosha azah. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes from an Ozarua that if the mother, no Moshe Rabbeinu, if the mother is nursing her baby, and the mother doesn't feel well, and she cannot nurse the baby, so you get, let's say, a goyisha meinekes, get a goyisha woman as nurse, a grown baby, let her nurse the Yiddish baby. But the Ramah says you should request of the goyisha woman that she shouldn't eat macholos asuras, kolos man, that she's feeding the Yiddish baby. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu. So they say the name of Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, that it's a very interesting Ramah. What, our babies are all going to grow up to be like Moshe Rabbeinu? Halavai, they should all grow up to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. But you see an idea in Chinuch, that a lot of times parents think, I'm not interested in my child should become a rabbi. It's enough, let it be a Shem Shabbos, let it be a Talmud Chacham, let it be something. No, every parent has to train his child to the possibility maybe he should become as great like Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to try to develop all of the talents that your child has. If he has kishreinus to become like Moshe Rabbeinu, why should you thwart his growth? Why should you prevent him from becoming such a great Adam Gadol to become such a great Novi? So if the baby can't drink from the mother and he has to nurse from a goyish woman, you have to request of the goyish woman, if possible, that she shouldn't eat macholos asuras, not to ruin your child's chances of becoming a great Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. Every parent has to be mechanach the child to the maximum, whatever potential a child has. Let the child develop all the potential. Don't kill the child's potential for something great. If the child has potential to become a great pianist or a great physicist or a great whatever mathematician, so adarabah, develop the child's potential to the maximum, whatever. So in this area also you have to develop to the maximum. The difference is, if you want to go chutz l'tum, the person, let's say, lives over here, and on the first day, let's say Shabbos or Yontif, the first day is going to be a big chazan over here, a big rov over here, whatever, and he wants to go hear the chazan of the rov, that's chutz l'tum. And the second day is going to be a big chazan, a big rov in the other direction. So can he make one erev etchumen, and it's chutz l'tum, but if he'll make an erev etchumen, then it'll be teichat chum. So can he make a separate erev etchumen for the first day and separate Erev Etchumen for the second day? Because the din is that for the one day of Shabbos, if Shabbos morning there's going to be a big chazan over here, and Shabbos afternoon there's going to be a big rav giving a drasha over there, so you cannot make a separate Erev Etchumen for the morning and separate Erev Etchumen for the afternoon. You have to have one chum Shabbos for the whole day and one chum for the whole yontif. You can't have a separate chum for the morning, separate chum for the afternoon. So if you say that Shabbos next to yontif constitute one long kedusha sayayim of 48 hours, then you can only make one erev etchumen that lasts for the both days. But if you say that it's shtei kedushas, so you can have a separate chum for the first day, a separate chum for the second day. So should I say that that's the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan here? You make Abdullah. Because there's a heter Eichel Nefesh. Yeah, and Yontav you have a heter Eichel Nefesh, so the level of the Kedusha goes down a little bit. Right.
You say to the end, you don't say that.
But Toydienu is when?
When the Shabbat comes over.
You say about Toydienu, yeah. Okay. You got to say Havdalah because you're going down a little bit.
You
say Kiddush also. Yes. When you have Shabbat next time, you do say Kiddush on the second day. Because it is, theory says. That's already Rashi. These Gemaras, if you only have these Gemaras, one could have Shabbat. The whole machloek is kedusha achas or shtei kedusha. Shabbos next to Yontem is only the rabbanan asvar to say kedusha achas, and only the chumra that whatever is muktzan beitzah shenol on the first day should remain muktzan the second day, and whatever your chumra is on the first day, you're stuck for the second day. Rashi in Pesachim doesn't hold like that. I think we once spoke about it. Rashi in Pesachim holds not so. Startling Rashi in because in Pesachim on daf mem ches. The Gemara says, he must have discussed it already on Beis on the Beis. When you have Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, so you make an Erev Tavshilin. To be allowed to cook on Yontif Hashem. So the Gemara says, the Erev Tavshilin is only an invention with the Rabbah. On the level of the Raisa, there's no such thing as Erev Tavshilin. There's no Pasuk. So in Al Torah, obviously, you're permitted to cook on Yontif Hashabbos without an Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara wants to know why. Where's the Heter Echal Nefesh? Echal Nefesh means you cook today for today. I cook today for tomorrow. Why is it Echal Nefesh? So one opinion in the Gemara is that it's one opinion Rashi learned in the Gemara. So Kedusha Achas. Since Shabbos V'yantav Achsemuchem Zelazel Kedusha Sayyem that lasts for 48 hours, so it's considered as if, let's say on Leil Yontif, I want to cook on Leil Yontif for the morning meal. After we finish eating on Leil Yontif, the Balabasta wants to cook food for tomorrow morning. So that's the Yontif. You're cooking on Yontif for Yontif, the same day Yontif. You don't say you're not allowed to cook for the night time, for the daytime. It's the same day Yontif. So Rashi says, just like you're allowed to cook today for today, I'm allowed to cook today for tomorrow because Shabbos for Yontif, Asmuchim Zavazak, Kedushachas. So Rashi already says, Kedushachas Lakula. Because you say Kedushachas, that's why you have a Heter. But that Rashi is Beferish, not like this Miri. The Miri he says over here, it's only an invention with the Rabban, it only goes Lachumra. Whatever the tchum is for the first day, you're stuck for the second day. You can't negotiate to make a different Erev tchumin. Whatever was muktz on the first day remains muktz on the second day. So we all like the Miri, things are much easier. Yes, Kakasha, why do you say Kiddush and why do you say Abdullah? It's Kedush Achas, the Hemshech. According to the Miri is easier. According to Rashi, you have a lot of questions that you have to answer. Rashi also, Kedush Achas is a concept that really works on the level of their Eisen. So what is it all about? It's a problem. So how do we paskin? How do we paskin on this? This machleg is where the Shabbos v'yontav asmuchim zelazeh, where this kedusha achas like shtei kedushas. So the Gemara says the feirish we paskin shtei kedushas. Halacha ki'arbuah zekenim. There were different tanoim from different periods of history. So the tanoim from the earlier periods are called the zekenim, the older tanoim. That's what the Reb Lezer refers to them. What does he say? So the first nachmal. So the first thing Gemara says is Shabbos v'yontav asmuchim zelazeh. And it's a beitzah shenold on the first day. A beitzah shenold of the Shabbos is muktzah. The beitzah was not on Shabbos by chi. So it's going to be muktzah on Shabbos parsha shmois. No. Beitzah shenold of the Shabbos is muktzah this Shabbos. Next Shabbos is not muktzah. It's going to be muktzah on when's the next Yontif coming up? Pesach is going to be muktzah on Pesach. No. It's not on Pesach. It's muktzah on Pesach. It's not on Shabbos by chi. Why should it be muktzah on Shabbos parsha shmois on Shabbos? Or on Pesach, on Shabbos Chalamoid, why? No. So what if you have Shabbos V'yontav next to each other? So Rav says, no, the B'zasur B'zeh sounds like Shabbos V'yontav V'smuchim Zolazeh Kedush Achas. So it's considered as if it's a Hemshech of the same day. Greg the Gemara, name, or should I say Kesel V'rav Kedush Achasi? Should I say that that's Pshat and Rav that he holds Kedush Achas? It's a continuation of the Kedush Hashayim that lasts for 48 hours, and whatever was Muktz on the first day, remains muktz on the second day. I bet it's not so. But Rav says halacha karbo zekenim aliba the Reb Lezer. The din is like the four early tanoim who agree with Reb Lezer in the Mishnah and Erev, and who says that what the yom shtei kedusha same. So shtei kedusha is just because the beitz of shenol is muktz on the first day, should not carry over to be muktz on the second day. Elazak the Gemara no. Not a machlokes, but a kedusha achas shtei kedushas. Machlokes, Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan is alahocha. Bachana the rabba come ifligi. Machlokes is what they hold from Rabbi's din. What has it got to do with Rabbi's din? Rabbi is le hachana the rabba. Rab holds from his din of hachana the rabba. So the beitzah shenold if you have Shabbos next to Yontav, beitzah shenold on the first day may not be eaten on the second day because it's a violation of hachana the rabba. That what? Beitzah shenold on the first day is called, that's Shabbos and being mechan for Yontav. Yontif is being made for Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't believe in Rabbis did. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Rabbis. There is no such article.
It's not empirical whether it's a chone or not a chone. It has nothing to do with Svara. If it is so, then there is a chone. If the Beitza is born on the Shabbos.
Born on the first day, and then you want to eat it on the second day. Yeah, but so that's a machlokes. Is that a problem? Rabbi holds that is a problem. Rabbi
it's only a problem that
that's considered.
There's a question of achon.
Yeah.
But if there's no achon, if the empirical evidence is that it's on the same day, if Beis is born on the same day, there is no question of achon, why should there be a problem?
No, but the Beis, you have Shabbos next to Yontif. The Beis is not on the first day, and I want to eat it on the second day.
Yontif.
Second day
is
Yom Tov. So Rabbah came up with such a new problem that a Chol Suda Shabbos Yom Tov has to have a Hachona mi Yom Shel Chol. If you have Shabbos being Mechen for Yom Tov, you have Mechen for Shabbos, you're not letting. That's what Rabbah said.
Together with Rabbah, we also have to say that this exists. Because this answers only the condition when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and Shabbos. But if you don't, then you have to say Gzairu one for the other.
Yeah,
so together with the Honor of the Rabbi, Rabbi also has to say Gzairu.
Yeah, but that Gzairu is only Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos. That you're not allowed to eat it on that day. So Gzairu ought to, if Yom Tov would have been on Erev Shabbos, and a Beitza that's Nolda today is Nigmara. The day earlier was Chol. So what's the problem? So that Gzairu. Shabbos the Yalma, Otu Shabbos Achar HaYonda. But here it is, here we're talking Mamish. Shabbos the Yonda Vasmuchim Zelazer. And the Beitz is an old on the first day, I want to eat it on the second day. So the Gemara says, this is Mamish, a violation of Achonah de Rabba. Rab says, you're not allowed to eat it, this is an outright violation of Achonah de Rabba. Why is it an outright, you're asking Tesis Kash. Why is it an outright violation? The Gemara said that Beitzah that's nolded today was Nigmar from yesterday. So here, Fakir, when you have 2 days Shabbos next to Yom Tov, the Beitzah is nolded on the first day, so the Hachana was on Erev.
Yeah.
On Erev.
Yeah. 2 days,
but that's good. So what's wrong? So Tesis answers. Tesis answers no. Yeshloima, Ela Bahachana. So Tesis says, Betema, we just said before that when is the Hachana? A day before. No, a day before is the Cherev. It's Chol. So what's the problem? So Tesis says, Yeshloima, that there are two moments of Hachana. One moment of Hachana is the Leida. The Leida is also a moment of Hachana. The other moment of Hachana is the Gemar inside the Me'ei HaTani Goylis, which is a day before the Leida. So the Gemar inside that was the most Hachol, that's not a problem. But the Leida was on Shabbos. And then I want to eat it on Yom Tov, so that's a violation of Achana de Rabbi. No, they're saying that's what the Gemara seems to imply. The Gemara here seems to be assuming that you have two moments of Achana. The Leida itself is also an act of Achana. If it's Nolda on Shabbos and I want to eat it on Yom Tov, which is right next to Shabbos, that's a violation, yeah, of Shabbos Mechon Yom Tov. Or if you have 2 days Shabbos next to Yom Tov, Nolda on the second day. So the Hachona was the Gemar the day before. So that would be a violation of Hachona de Rabbi Midirais. Nold on the second day, so the Gemar was the Hachona yesterday. Nold on the first day, and I want to eat it on the second day. So that's also, the Leida is also a Hachona. That's what Tosis learns in the Gemara. There are two moments that are called Hachona. Yeah. Here, Tosis is bothered. The top Tosis is bothered with your kasha. We have a klal in the Gemara in many places. We have it in whatever is muktzah in the beginning of Shabbos remains muktzah for the whole Shabbos. Whatever is muktzah in the beginning of Yom Tov, migad is katzoy, the ben hashmashis is katzoy, the goyim. Ben hashmashis means the beginning, tchilas hayom. So whatever was muktzah at the beginning of the day remains muktzah throughout. So Tosfos Rekta Kasha, when you have here, Shabbos v'yontov smuchim zelazah, beitzah shenold on the first day. Whatever the explanation is, we gave four explanations and we spent 2 months learning the four Rashitas in the Gemara. Why Beitz HaShenolda is awesome. Whatever the explanation is, bottom line, it's awesome. So the Beitz HaShenolda, you're not allowed to eat it, so it's Muktzah. However you arrived at that conclusion, the Beitz HaShenolda is Muktzah. What about the Bein HaShemashis in between the first day and the second day? When you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, so you have a Bein HaShemashis. Starting from Shkia till 25 minutes later, is a Safik Yom Safik Laila. That's a Bein HaShemashis. So when you have something as muktzah on the first day, will it be muktzah during the Bein HaShemashis? The whole thing of muktzah is only with the Rabbanah. So should I say Safik the Rabbanah Lekula? So the answer is no. We don't. On Bein HaShemashis, you don't say Safik the Rabbanah Lekula. Probably for a few reasons. First of all, the Sofik Ben Ashmashas is a Sofik Deraisa. Is it still Yontif? Is it still Shabbos? It's relevant for Isuri Malacha. So it's a Sofik Deraisa which has ramifications in the area of the Rabban. What are you going to say? Let's say every Ben Ashmashas of Matzoi Shabbos. So it's a Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila. So why don't you say, well, you're not allowed to do a Malacha Deraisa, that's Sofik Deraisa Luchumra. But you are permitted to do anything that's only prohibited mid Rabban because that's Sofik Deraban Lukum. You don't say that. So Rabbi Kevega explains in the Tshuva, how come you don't say it like that? It's a suffix deraisa, whether it's Shabbos or not, which has ramifications on the level of deraisa with respect to malacha deraisa, has ramifications on the level of rabbanim with respect to doing what was discussed. You have a suffix deraisa, it's deraisa Shabbos. Basically, Shnod Shabbos only in Issa deraisa. According to all the four shittas, it's not a Shabbos v'yont v'asmuchim zelazeh. If it would be Shabbos v'yont v'asmuchim zelazeh, you would have a hachana deraisa. It's only a gzeira, otu. So Shabbos the Yalma Tishtri. So the Gemara said it's Exera Otu Shabbos after Yontif. So for Lachola days, according to all the Shitas, it was Peiros Hanoshim, it was Mashkin Shizov, it was Muktzit. All the Shitas hold that it's only a Din de Rabbanon. But still, you can't be Mata the Beit Shinolda on the Ben Ashmashas of Sof Shabbos, because Ben Ashmashas of Sof Shabbos is a Sofik Shabbos, Sofik Chol, it's a Sofik Deraisa, which is relevant for Malachas Deraisa and relevant for Eid Surim de Rabbanon as well. You have to be machmer not to eat the beitz of shenol during the beit hashmashes of the sofayom. Rashi Shita was. Rashi wrote on base and base that if you hold like Rabba, then muktzah is their eyes.
Yeah, but
and all the other Rishonim disagreed. If you don't hold like Rabba, then everybody agrees that muktzah is their rabbanon.
So muktzah is their rabbanon. You got beit hashmashes then.
Still, the Ben Ashmashes.
No, but the Ben Ashmashes is a Sofik Deraisa. Is it still Shabbos? Is it not Shabbos? It's a Sofik Deraisa which has relevance for Dinam Derabanan. Yeah, so that everybody would agree you have to go Luchumra. That's even more Chomer than this Galgal. This Galgal means it started off as a Sofik Deraisa and now it rolled on. And now it's only a Sofik Derabanan. But here it's even worse than that. Here it's still a Sofik Deraisa. Is it Shabbos? Is it Chol? Is it Shabbos? Is it not Shabbos? So that's Sofik Deraisa, which has nafkeminis and dinim derabbanan. You have to go lechumra, even on the nafkeminis derabbanan.
Can't you say it's a Sveik
Sveikah? I've already stated Hashmashah on the Shabbos. Where's the Sveik Sveikah? It's one Sofik. Is it still Shabbos? Sofik derabbanan, you mean? Sofik, is it still Shabbos?
I'm saying the egg originally
Sofik.
Why is the egg a Sofik? No, the egg is a Vadai. It's a Vadai egg. The egg baits a Shinol de Bishab. Is it Vadai also?
Why is it a Sofik for the Bodai?
Ben Ashmashes.
Ben Ashmashes?
Ben Ashmashes, only a Sofik.
Yeah.
So it's only a Sofik on a Dinder Abonon. Yeah, but it's a Sofik on a Dinder Raisa, which has ramifications with respect to Dinder Abonon. Yeah.
How is it if the baby is born on Ben Ashmashes on Friday night?
Right.
And the day after Shabbos is Yontif. Do you make the Brit on Yontif?
Not allowed to.
Not allowed to. You have a similarity here.
Not allowed to. That's. No.
On Shabbos, we know.
If the baby is born on Friday evening, Ben Ashmashes,
right.
So we treat it as a suffix whether the baby was born, I'll feed in the baby is born on Friday or the baby is born on Shabbos.
Right.
So the din is that Mila is Dechas Shabbos is only if it's Vadai Mila Bismana.
Vada.
But since maybe I'll feed in, it's considered as if the baby was born on Friday, so the bris on Shabbos is Mila Shalai Bismana, it's a day after, so you're not allowed to do the bris.
So
you can't do the bris on Friday, maybe it's Mila Tersman. Can't do it on Shabbos, maybe it's Mila
Lachan. You can do it on Sunday.
On Sunday is for sure. On Sunday for sure is Mila Shalai
Bismana.
For sure is Mila Shalai Bismana. That for sure you're not allowed to do. On Monday is the Shaila. Monday is Yom Tov Sheni. Chutz Loretz. Monday is Yom Tov Sheni. So that's the Machlek is the Rambam and the Rosh.
Oh, the Rabbonah. The second day Yom Tov
is the Machlek. If it would be the second day Rosh Hashanah, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah. In the days of the Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael.
Another round.
Okay, we'll get there. Yeah. If it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so the second day Rosh Hashanah, that's a Mishnah.
That's
the Mishnah doesn't talk about 2 days of any other Yom Tov because the Mishnahs were written in the Eretz Yisrael. So the only Yom Tov Sheni that they have is the second day Rosh Hashanah. One of the shiurim that I gave in Eretz Yisrael, I happened to bring in a din about Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golos. They never heard of it. I'm saying over a din. If there's a Levaya Rachmana Litzlan on Chol Hamoed, So you don't begin Shiva till after Yontif. So the Paskim say, all the Gaonim say, that Simchas Torah, or the eighth day Pesach, counts as the first day of Shiva, even though you don't begin Shiva until it's Rechayim. So they never heard of that, because they never have it. So I said, well, what do you do Rosh Hashanah? So they said, they don't do a Levaya on Rosh Hashanah. They never. They said they never do. Yeah. No. Well, let's say the Levi was on the first day. So they said you don't do a Levi first day. Then they finally realized they can have it also in the Yerushalayim, that they don't leave over a maze. So they also do a Levi on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So like they never heard of such a chitinza. They never heard such a case existed. By us, we have it all the time. Every yom we have such a case. So someone always dies on Chalamoid. You do a kfur. And then the Shiva begins Israchag, but the last day Yontan counts as the first day of Shiva.
Rosh Hashanah is
a machloikis, and we paskin also, it does count.
Rosh Hashanah counts as the first day of Shiva.
Yeah, also we paskin lahakel, that it does count.
The
Levaya on the first day, by on the first day Rosh Hashanah, so the second day Rosh Hashanah, even though you don't sit Shiva, counts as
the.
But you can have sometimes on the first day.
Rosh Hashanah, isn't that the machlokes for the kedushah?
Doesn't it's irrelevant? It's irrelevant. Even if it's whether it's kedushah or shtei kedushas, the din is still going to be the same.
Yeah, I understand. But isn't that the machlokes?
There is a machlokes. Yeah, yeah. We pass in 2 days. Rosh Hashanah is kedushah. We're going to get to that. Yeah. Oh, so let's go back again. Ben Hashmashis is considered a suffik yam suffik lilo. That's the question. What's the nature of the suffix of Ben Hashmashas? So we usually learn pshat and Ben Hashmashas that the Chachmei Hatanoim, the Chachmei Amaroim, they couldn't figure out where do you draw the line. Do you draw the line at Shkia? Is Shkia the end of the first day, beginning of the second day? Do you draw the line 5 minutes after Shkia, 10 minutes after Shkia, 20 minutes after Shkia, 25 minutes after Shkia for sure? That's already Lila, that's for sure. And anywhere between the Shkia and the end of the Ben Hashmashah, we're not sure where to draw the line. That's the way we usually learn Pshat.
Not
where Shkia. No, Shkia, Shkia. You know when Shkia. Shkia is when the entire. Okay. Now, the Tom has a different sheet about everything. Okay, okay. No, but usually we know what Shkia is. Shkia means when the entire ball of the sun is below the horizon. When the sun starts to go below the horizon, that doesn't count. And when the entire Zvicha means when a little bit of the sun is above the horizon. A tiny little bit of the sun is above the horizon. It takes 2 minutes for the whole sun to go above the horizon. So when the slight amount of the sun is above the horizon, that's called Zvicha. And when the entire ball of the sun is below the horizon, that's called Shkia. Sometimes you have to touch it up a little bit because the Rishonim say, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Rishonim at the end of Shabbos, they say that this has to be determined judging everything as if everything would be sea level, which is not the case. Let's say in Yerushalayim you're on top of mountains, or other places you're in a valley. Washington Heights is also elevated, but you have Palisades over there. So you never have the normal sea level. You have to judge when would the Zricha occur, when would the Shkia have occurred if everything would be sea level. That's a Gemara in the end of Masechta Shabbos.
Like
that.
Sea level.
If everything would be with the yuk, so then what would the sunrise be? That's what they print in the newspapers. That's the Naval Observatory. It gives you this money for sunrise and sunset. That's what they give you. They don't. It's not. Doesn't really correspond to sunrise and sunset. It corresponds to what the sunrise would have been and the sunset would have been if everything would have been sea level, and if there wouldn't be any buildings and there wouldn't be any palisades. If everything would be flat, if everything would be sea level. Yeah. So that's all he did when there was Zricha and the Shkiyar. So usually you learn that the Sofik of Ben Hashmashah, Sofik Pashat Chisor and Yidir. We don't know when is Sofayom. There's a line where demarcation where the first day ends and the second day begins, and you don't know whether that's at sunset, 5 minutes later, 5 minutes later, 5 minutes later, 5 minutes later. But then when you come to Tesef Kachavim, then you know for sure that you're finished and this is already tomorrow, and we're not sure exactly when it became tomorrow. There's a Ritvo in Yume where the Ritvo interprets the comments, where the Ritvo comments that that's not the nature of the din of Ben Hashmashas. Ben Hashmashas means that this period of time is both labeled as Yom and as Laila, and since it's a Tarte de Sasri, it's both Yom and Laila, so the Halacha says you should treat it as if it were a suffix. Not that the rabbis couldn't figure out when Yom ends and when Laila begins. The rabbi's been working on the problem for so many centuries, and he still didn't figure out the answer. So he said, come to a maskon already. So the Miri, so the Ritva says in Yuma, no, it's not that they can't determine when is the end. It's a tie to the Sasri. It's Yom until Tzeisah Kechavim, but it's Laila starting from Shkia. So you have this 25-minute period of time, which is labeled both as Yom and as Laila. If it's Yom, it belongs to yesterday. If it's Laila, it belongs to tomorrow. So how can it be it's a tie to the Sasri? So the halacha says, whenever you have a tie to the Sasri, you treat it as if it were a Sofer. You have to go l'chum in each direction. Because Mekan Zogim Nazim, Mekan Zogim Faket. On the one hand, it's Yom, on the other hand, it's Laila. That's how the Ritva says on the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Yuma that says that you can go along. Yom Kippur has to do v'loka hakoim v'loka hafim v'loka Torah samim daka v'hevi al mi'beis l'aparecha. So the business he has to take with his hands. V'loka hafim Torah samim he has to take with his hands. He can't just take a cup that has the measurement of his hands. And it all depends who the Kangodl is on Yom Kippur. If he's if he has big hands, he takes more. If he has small hands, he takes less. Same thing with Kmitza. Kmitza also, every kohen does Kmitza. He puts his hand in the mincha, and he takes the flour, and the flour that's held in between the three fingers, you knock off over here, knock off over there, and this amount is called the Kmitza. So the Mishnah says that there are three things that are measured by each person individually. The kohmitz for the mincha, and then Moloch Hafnav on Yom Kippurim, Ktar Samim Daka, and the shear of Maloy Lugmov on Yom Kippur. The shear for eating is the same for everybody. Kosevis Agasa. That doesn't matter whether you have a big mouth, a little mouth, whether it's a giant or a midget, it's the same shear. But the shear for drinking on Yom Kippur is Maloy Lugmov. So that the Mishnah says, Hakot Lufikot, Namagot Lufikot. It fluctuates depending on the size of the mouth. So the Chafina has to be done by the Kangodl's own hands. You can't even take a kli that should be the same size as his hands. It has to be done by his hand, it has to be blech ofnam. So whatever's on the inside, he has to be mocked there in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and whatever is on the outside is not included. So the Gemara has a shaila, what about Beinat Binaimah? What about the amount of Ktoris that gets stuck in between the fingers? If he puts his hands in and he does this, a little bit of Ktoris is going to get stuck over here. Does that have the status like inside, or does it have the status of outside? So the Gemara says, what's the din? Is it like inside, is it like outside? So the Gemara says, Rava thought about it for a long time, and Basa the Baya, after he cleared the Shaila, oh, the Pashti was Poshet, Sveikahu. After he thought about it for a long time, he came to the realization that he doesn't know. He used to have that all the time in the Rav Shia, where Rav Soloveitchik used to say to Shia, that a lot of times he would be working out in the middle. So we'd ask the boy, Joshua Chatovitz used to sit over there, he'd say, turn off the tape. He would think, yeah. He would say, turn on the tape. Then he realized he still doesn't have a good shot. He would say, I don't know. Then he said, turn off the tape again. So you thought he was thinking, and then that's the answer. I don't know. That's the answer. No, he didn't figure it out yet. So this is Gemara. I'm not the Gemara. Gemara says, Rava cleared a Shaila. And after clearing and thinking about it for a couple of weeks, a couple of years, he comes to the conclusion he's not sure. I don't know. So he doesn't. He still doesn't know. So the Ritva says, no, it does mean I don't know. First he thought that it's like inside, like outside. Then Basa Debaya Hada Pashto Svekuhu means it has the status both like inside, like outside. So therefore, Tarte the Sasri, and the Halacha treats it like a Sofik. He treated it like so. It's not that it's a Sofik, we're not sure. It has the Halacha both like inside, like outside. And he says, just like we all know by Ben Hashmoshes. That's the Moshel that he gives. Just like we all know by Ben Hashmoshes. So that's the famous Ritva in Yuma that the Ragachova quoted, and the others, everybody after the Ragachova already, now they all know where the Ritva is. Until the Ragachova, nobody knew, and now everybody all of a sudden knows this Ritva. That Ben Hashmoshes.
I think the Kohen also were a Kemidusa. So you
have the also? Fourth
one.
Also? Yeah. The Kohen has to fit. Midoivad. Yeah.
Because
I think everybody's fine,
they have
four
things.
Okay, yeah. But the halakha l'maisa, both the particles are on the finger. I don't know. What do you do, halakha l'maisa, I don't remember. You gotta look in the Gemara. Bottom line, what do you do? I don't know. So here Tesis asks this question. Here the top Tesis asks. Why does the Gemara ignore the most obvious answer over here? If you have Shabbos v'yontav them next to each other. Either yontav is on Friday, yontav is on Sunday. It doesn't make a difference. Same thing. A beit shenol on the first day. So on the first day, it's vada yosef, muktzah whole day. What about the ben hashmoshes at the end of the day? There's also muktzah. Ben hashmoshes at the end of the day is a suffik deraisa with respect to dinim derabbanan. You can't say muktzah is only derabbanan, so it's a suffik derabbanan. You can't say that. It's a Sofik Deraisa, whether it's still Shabbos or not, it's still Yantav or not. So you have to go to Chumra, even with respect to the Dinim de Rabbanon. So the Bein HaShemash is at the end of the first day, the Beit Shenold is still going to be Yosser. If the Bein HaShemash is Yosser, if that Bein HaShemash is the Beit is Yosser, the Mele is going to be Yosser the whole second day.
If we're going to come from the Chol, from Chol into the Kudin Shor, so you got a Kula, and you make it a Yemachmer. You make the Bein HaShemash, it could be a Kula, which could be a Chol, you make it into a Kedusha. But here, you don't have that option, because they're both Kedusha. This Bein HaShemash is different than the other Bein HaShemash. The other one...
Why? But the Beit HaShenolda is only Mukta on the first day. On the second day, it's not going to be Mukta. So if the Bein HaShemash is at the end of the day, belongs to, if it's Yom, so the Beit HaShenolda is going to be Yosef. If it's Laila, the Beit HaShenolda would be Mukta.
It's
the next day. So since I don't know whether that Bein HaShemash is like yesterday or like tomorrow, so you have to go to
Chumrah.
So you would have said me the... Kodesh, you go to Chumrah.
It's also... You definitely go to Chumrah.
Yeah. Oh, so you have to go to Chumrah. Okay. You have to go to Chumrah, right? So the Beit HaShenolda on the first day is also till the end of the day, including the Bein HaShemash is following. So what are you clearing whether the Beit HaShenolda on the first day is going to be also the second day? And you tell me it's a Machlekes, Rabbi, how can it be a Machlekes? Everybody should agree. Since Bein HaShemash is in between the first and the second day, you had to say that it's Osir. So whatever is Mukta Bein HaShemash remains Mukta the rest of the day. That's Taisis Kash. And for Taisis, the Yesh Loimar, Taisis comes up, the third line from the top Taisis. Third line into the top tesis. That's their kashatema, or they ask on the first line. Why do you have to say their rav says the Beit HaShenolda on the first day is also on the second day? Is because he thinks Kedusha Achas, that the Kedusha Sayyam goes straight for 48 hours. No! Tema, lema, why don't you say easy? Savash take Kedusha say, first day and second day separate. But the reason why it remains Mukta on the second, because Migad is Katsoda Bein HaShemash is Katsoda Kol Yom. Whatever is Mukta in the beginning of the day. And here it had to be Mukta the Bein HaShemash in between the first day and the second day. It was Mukta on the first day, so it has to remain Mukta till the Bein says HaKachom on the first day. So the Mele, the Bein HaShemash is in between. It was Mukta, so Migad is Katsoda Bein HaShemash is Katsoda Kol Yom. That's what Taisa says on the whole Gemara. What did the Gemara have to? Gemara gave two different reasons for Rav. They stand on their head. The first reason they give is Kedusha Achas. It's considered one long Kedusha Hayam for 48 hours, so whatever is Mukta on the first day remains Mukta on the second day. The second explanation is Achana Derabba. Complicated. Achana Derabba. Why do you have to give reasons? It's simple. Migad is Katsal the Bein HaShemash is Katsal the Kol Yom. So Taisa says, you see from the whole discussion on our daf the following klal. Mukta Machmas Safik Yom Sha'avar Lo Yamrinon. What does it mean? Migad is katzoy le Bein HaShemash is katzoy le Kol Yom, means like this. Whatever was mukta betchilas hayayim, if it was mukta the first minute of Shabbos and Yom Tov, then it remains mukta throughout the day. Here, it was only mukta Bein HaShemash in between the first day and the second day, because I didn't know where to draw the line. Ad Khan is the first day, Mikan Vielach is the second day, but if I would know where to draw the line, it would only be mukta till the end of the first day, it would not be mukta the beginning of the second day. So Lamai said, we don't know. So we say, you got to go to Chumra the whole Bein HaShemash. But it's only Mukta the whole Bein HaShemash, Machma Safik Yom Shavah. Maybe it's still yesterday. But if Klapi Shmai Galya, if we would really know when the beginning of the second day is, it wouldn't be Mukta the beginning of the second day. So then you can say, Migad is Katsoy the Bein HaShemash is Katsoy the Kol Yom. That klal means whatever is Mukta Bein HaShemash is Betchilas Hayom. Whatever is Mukta the beginning of the day of Shabbos, or the beginning of the day of Yonta, remains Mukta throughout. Here it never was Mukta the beginning of the day. Just we didn't know when the end of the first day was, when the beginning of the day was. But if someone would be a genius, Moshe Rabbeinu would be here, if the Rebbe Shlom would be here, and he would tell us when the end of the first day, when the beginning of the second day, would be Mukta, would be Mukta. That's what Taisa says.
So this
place
is not like the Mithuling
Mukta? No. We'll get to it. The Hemshech Advan, we'll get to it. Okay, so that's what Taisus says. And then Taisus gets stuck with Akasha. The Teimor, they have Akasha from Sukkah Daf Yud. The Teimor, there's a Gemara in Sukkah that says that Sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah. So you're not allowed to take off, not allowed to get an off from anything in the Sukkah. Not only not allowed to get an off from the actual Sukkah itself, no Ye Sukkah. No, Yisuka is not really Yisuka. I have things, it's not decorations, apples hanging down. That's not, the apple doesn't make the sukkah kosher. Other rabbi, the apple makes problems. The apple is dava hamakabal tumah. It's not kosher fischak. But the noy sukkah is also hooked to the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, and what if the apple fell down in the middle of sukkahs? You're still not allowed to. The whole of sukkahs, you're not allowed to get on off many of the noy sukkah. What about the last day sukkahs? So it says, ad matzor noy sukkah surim. If you hang up a bottle of wine, the Gemara has, and you hang up fruits or vegetables, it remains hooked to the mitzvah. Ad matzoy yom tufa achron shochag shuhu yom tshi shuhu safek yom shmini. In Eretz Yisrael you only have shmini atzeres. You don't have another day to master. But in Bavel, in Talmud Bavli, in Sukkah Daf Yud, the Gemara is Talmud Bavli speaking. So it's ad matzoy yom tufa achron shochag shuhu yom tshi shuhu safek yom shmini.
Till after Sukkot.
Till the night of Hakafas, yeah. Till the night of Hakafas, it says. Why? Why?
Oh, I'm sorry, because you're not for sure.
Because
the next Yom Shmini is already Shmini.
Well, we sit in Sukkah and Shmini Ateris also.
Because it's not there, we don't know what it is.
We don't know, yeah.
But we certainly don't sit on a night there. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. What's Taka Bedin? I don't remember. Ad Mitzoy Yom Tavach and Shalchak Shehu. Mitzoy Yom Tavach Shehu Yom Chi. What? On the Yom Chi is Mutter?
No.
I don't remember. On Yom Chi.
Where do I bring the Banish Marshal to Shmi Akbar to take it into your house?
No. In Eretz Yisrael. But in Bubble, we sit in Sukkah and Shmi Akbar.
No. Right? Banish Marshal stand to Shmi Akbar. When the husband and the kids went to
the office,
we could go over to the
Banish Mushroom
and take the wife and take yourself out of the
sofa. I think. You have to, you only have one bed. You want to sleep the bed. Where are you going to sleep? You can't sleep in the sofa.
If you only
have
one bed.
You have to take it out.
Yeah, okay.
If you take out the bed, you're allowed to take other things too.
No, the bed is not hooked to the mitzvah.
And you don't have any food? You don't have any food?
No, it's not.
No, the bed is not hooked to the mitzvah. What about the thing?
The bottle of wine, what I say? Or the payoff?
It's the case that it may be also, even if Shabbos comes after the Torah, it may be also on that Shabbos also.
Even on this Ruchag?
Right.
The day after, yeah.
That far?
I think so.
Why?
Because we sit in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres also.
It's very slim.
Thursday and Friday. Okay.
Friday is simple Torah, right?
Okay.
And Shabbos is too awesome?
I think it's a discussion. I think it's 2 days in the Mechaber. I think
so. Why would it be awesome from where? Where did it come from?
Because we sit in Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres also, so the Sukkah is hooked to the Mitzvah, so all of Shmini Atzeres. And not only is it also Bahano, not only is it hooked to the Mitzvah and Chutzlor, it's on Shmini Atzeres. Even the Bein Hashmash is in between, is also hooked to the Mitzvah. So Migdis Katzoy the Beirash Moshes in between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, the night of Hakofes.
So
it's hooked to the Mitzvasa the whole day also. And then if you have Shabbos following, it's Asvara from Hachana de Rabba. We're going to get to an Izgimar, maybe Hachana de Rabba.
Why can't you apply the same term to the place you said before? If we would know, we don't know when it ends.
That's the Kasha.
I mean, you see that by Shabbos.
Oh, that's the Kasha. Nachamo. Taisa said from our Gemara, Nachamo. Our Gemara talks, you have Shabbos next to Yontif. Either Yontif fell out on Friday, Yontif fell out on Sunday. Same thing. And the Beit HaShanot on the first day is a Machloikis Rabbi Rabbi Yechon, and will it be Mukta on the second day? And we paskin that it is Mukta on the second day. We paskin like Rav. Usually the Klal is whenever there's Machloikis Rabbi Rabbi Yechon and Halachik Rabbi Yechon, whenever there's Machloikis Rabbi Yechon and against any of his contemporaries, Rabbi Yechon against Rav, so Rabbi Yechon wins. Rabbi Yechon against Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon wins. Rabbi Yechon against Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon wins. Usually that's the klal, unless it's 2-1. And here it's an exception to the rule. Rabbi Yechon, and here the Gemara says, Bedin is like Rav. This is one of the exceptions to the rule.
Eifach
what? Not here? No. Here we paskin like Rav. The Gemara says, Hilchos Rav. Bahani Klas, here in the second line on the base. Here we pass like Rav against the Klal. Usually the Klal would be like Rabbi Yechonah. Here it's an exception to the rule. So the Gemara is discussing again. The Gemara discussed why should it be null to Bezaz to Rebezeh. For what good reason the Beit Shanot on the first day, why is it us on the second day? So the Gemara gave two suggestions. The first suggestion was that it's Kedusha Achas. a hemshah for 48 hours ago. So whatever is muktzah on the first day remains muktzah till the end of the day, and the day doesn't end till the end of the 48 hour period of time. And the second explanation was, no, something to do with hachana derabbe that we're going to have to spend some more time to figure out. So Tosis says, what do you need the two explanations for? We have a simpler explanation. It was nulled on the first day, it's muktzah till the end of the day. When does the day end? Ashayla, shkia, and says a kacham, you have 25 minutes in between. So you don't know how to deal with that bein hashmasha. So you have to go to chumre, the beitz shenol on the first day will be muktzah not only till the end of the shkia on the first day, will be muktzah till the end of the tzeis ha-kacham. Mm-hmm. So why don't you say push it? You don't need the whole explanation. Simple. With respect to the second day, since it was muktzah bein hashmasha at the beginning of the second day, it should be made muktzah the whole till the end of the second day. If I think, well, what's the whole discussion? So Tosis says, you see from this whole gemara, from the whole topic discussion, that the only time you say Migidis Katsoy the Ben Ashmashis is Katsoy the Kula Yoima is if it was Mukta Bitchilas Ayyim. That's what it means. Ben Ashmashis means Tchilas Ayyim. Whatever was Mukta in the beginning of the day remains Mukta throughout. But here, it's not true. It was never Mukta at the beginning of the second day. It's just that we don't know how to draw the line. It was Beit Shenol on the first day. It's only Mukta till the end of the first day. We don't know when the end of the first day is. So Lamaisa, we have to wait till the end of the Tzeis HaKachavim.
Maybe.
But whenever the first day ends and the second day begins, right after it, it was never mukta at the beginning of the second day. So that's why mukta machmasaf yom shavar never poses a problem. Then they ask Akashi, but the Gemara Sukkah says Pakir. Why? It says that the Noye Sukkah, not only the Sukkah is hooked to the Mitzvah, the Noye Sukkah hooked to the Mitzvah. So in Eretz Yisrael, let's see. In Eretz Yisrael is what it's hooked to. You only sit in sukkah on Hashanah Rabbah. On Shmini Atzeres, you don't sit in sukkah. You sit in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is Baal Tosif. In Eretz Yisrael, for a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So, in Chutz Lartz, we sit in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres
also. So the Gemara says,
the Noye Sukkah will remain hooked to the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. The whole the sukkah with the noy sukkah will be hooked to the mitzvah on Shmini Atzeres 24 hours after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, and the chutzlar is that we sit in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, it will be hooked to the mitzvah the whole day of Simchas Torah. Why? So it says because it's hooked to the mitzvah until the end of, let's say, Eretz Yisrael until the end of Hashanah Rabbah. When does Hashanah Rabbah end? Ben Hashmash is in between Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres. So you don't know where to draw the lines. You have to say the whole till the end of the Ben Hashmashis. The end of the Ben Hashmashis is already the beginning of the next day. So I say, well, Migidis Katsoy the Ben Hashmashis, it remains Muktzah to the end of the next day. So this is the Chasofik, this is Muktzah Mapasofik Yom Shavar. That's just proof from Magma that you don't say it. How come over there you do say it? That's the Kasha. And Patasis, V'yei Shleimah, the last six lines, V'yei Shleimah, our Gemara is talking about Muktzah. That Gemara in Sukkah Dafyud is talking about Muktzah the Mitzvah. So Tosis says, Muktzah the Mitzvah is Mochoma. Why? Hukta the mitzvah is only applicable to sukkah. Hukta the mitzvah only applies to sukkah. Kishem shachal shem shamayim alach hagiga kachal shem shamayim alach sukkah. That's how the Gemara says. So the din of hukta the mitzvah is only by sukkah? No. The Gemara says, hukta the mitzvah is by an esrog. You're not allowed to eat an esrog. The Gemara says it applies to hadasim. You're not allowed to smell the hadasim on sukkahs. The Ramban says it applies to beis haknesses. Hukta the mitzvah applies to a palace. It applies to any mitzvah in the world. So just like it applies to sukkah, into esrig, into lulav, into adalad minim, into beis haknesses, into talis. So it applies to, I'll give you another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that's called sofik deraisa l'chumah. Naha mitzvah. You have to sit, if you want to sit, in, a person is interested in eating. Let's say he started, you're not allowed to eat, let's say it's bein hashmash, it's in between Hoshana Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres. Bein hashmash, what's he doing in the sukkah? He should be in shul davening. So Mustama like this, he davened mincha at the early minyan, Hashanah Rabbah in the afternoon, he davened mincha early, and then he started eating Hashanah Rabbah, and he still continues to eat bein hashmash, so he's still eating. So does he have to eat in the sukkah or not? When he's eating, in the bein hashmash is a 25 minute time period in between the sunset of the end of Hashanah Rabbah and the tzeis ha-kachavim of Shmini Atzeres. During that bein hashmash, does he have to eat in the sukkah or not? Safik derais al-chumrah. Misafik derais, they has to eat in the sukkah. So Tosis holds that's another mitzvah. True, you're not sure whether it's a mitzvah of sukkah. If the din of hukta in the mitzvah would only apply to sukkah, So then I would say strictly, well, you got to draw the line somewhere. Whenever Sukkot is over, then the mitzvah of Sukkot is up. And after Sukkot is over, then you don't have to sit in Sukkot. So it was never really mukt b'tchilas hayom. The Sukkot was only hooked to mitzvah as long as Sukkot was there. When Sukkot is over, then it's already Shmini Atzeres, then you don't have to sit in Sukkot. It wouldn't be hooked to mitzvah. But that hanoch is not true. Hooked to mitzvah is not only Sukkot hachag b'chag. Hooked to mitzvah is any chepto shal mitzvah. A beis haknesses is hooked to mitzvah, anything. So here, this Sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah side with respect to the mitzvah of Safik Darais Elohim. It's not a mitzvah.
Why should you eat? Maybe you'll be Baal Pasuk. I mean, you have another problem. It's not just you as what if it's Taka Shmiya Sayas? But I have a Baal Pasuk involved.
That's a good kasha. But it's a kasha on the Gemara. It's not a kasha on Taisa. The Gemara says if a person wants to eat, and if a person is interested in eating during this period of Be'ash Moshes, the Gemara says, he would have to eat in the sukkah because of suffix. He's suffix the rice of the hum. So you're asking, let it be a suffix bal tais. It's a good cash. Why don't you say suffix the rice of the hum that you're not allowed to eat in sukkah? It's a good cash. But the Gemara says like that. That you would have to eat. Dilma misrami le suda va achal begavah. The Gemara says maybe he'll be hungry to eat just punkt in that 25 minute time period in between the shkia of the end of Hashanah Rabbah and the tzeis ha-kochavim of Leil Shmini Atzeres. Dilma misrami le suda, maybe he'll be hungry once to eat ba'achal b'gavon, then he has to eat in the sukkah.
It wasn't hooked to him.
So the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah soy of which mitzvah? Of sukkah? No, sukkah is only because man it's still sukkah. The minute sukkah is over, there's no more mitzvah. So Taisa says, but lemaisa, I don't know when sukkah is over, so I have to sit in the sukkah the whole day nashmash is till I know for sure actually asafik be liboy, till I know for sure that it's Taisa kechavim of leil shmini atzeres. So this sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah, and you can't say for sukkah, hooked to mitzvah for the mitzvah of suffik derais el chumra. The sukkah is loigara from a talus, is loigara from an esrig. If the din of hooked to the mitzvah would be restricted only to sukkah, then it wouldn't make any sense to say it's hooked to mitzvah till the end of Hashanah Rabbah, till the end of Shmini Atzeres. Our chutzlos should be hooked to mitzvah till the end of Simchas Torah. It doesn't make sense. There is no mitzvah to sit in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Eretz Yisrael. How can it be hooked to the mitzvah? So that's what Taisa says, no, but Bein HaShemashis, you have to sit in Sukkah, Mitam Sofek. The Bein HaShemashis, in Eretz Yisrael, the Bein HaShemashis in between Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres. In the Chutz Lars, you have to sit in Sukkah, the Bein HaShemashis in between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. So since Lemaisa, you have to sit in the Sukkah that time, so the Mele, sitting in the Sukkah then is a Vadai Mitzvah. It's not a Vadai Mitzvah of Sukkah, it's a Mitzvah of Sofek Derais HaLechumrah. So the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah side for the mitzvah of suffix the rice
alukum. That's why I know your sukkah is. That's why I know your sukkah is.
I'm using the noy sukkah for a mitzvah. What mitzvah? The mitzvah of sukkah? Nah, mitzvah sukkah is only on sukkahs. Once sukkah is over, there's no mitzvah. You just don't know where to draw the line. So it was never hooked to the mitzvah of betchilas hayom of the beginning of the next day. The Tosfos answers, you're right. The mitzvah of sukkah no longer applies. But it's a new mitzvah of suffik derais elukumra. Hooked to the mitzvah is not only by sukkah. It's a mitzvah by all mitzvahs. So the mitzvah of suffik derais elukumra is not a mitzvah. Yishleim in the mukta machmas mitzvah shiny. It's more common than other muktas. Other muktas is only, it's only mukta. If it's betchilas hayom, it'll be mukta. But here it's hooked to the mitzvah, machmas the mitzvah of suffik derais elukumra. So therefore, Hassan, by that case, Amin and Afilu Lusha'ovar. But if you're not dealing with Uktim Mitzvah, Sava Hacha, here we're just dealing with Muktim Achmasisir, plain Muktim, Loyam in Hachi, you wouldn't say Muktim Achmasafi, Gem Sha'ovar. That's what Taisus claims. That's what Taisus says. Rashi, Anad, Gemara, and Sukkah says because Migit is Katsai Lebin Ashmash, it says Katsai Lekuliyam. Rashi holds, you do say Muktim Achmasafi, Gem Sha'ovar. So what does Rashi do with our Gemara? Rashi is not against the Gemara. Rav says over here in our Gemara, when you have Shabbos next to Yontem and the Beit is Shinold on the first day, it remains Muktz on the second day. So the Gemara said, why? The Gemara pulled out either one reason or another reason. Either Kedusha Achas for 48 hours goes straight. So whatever was Muktz on the first day remains Muktz until the end of the 48 hour unit period. Or you say, because Vachona the Rabbah. What do you mean such fancy schmancy explanation? So Fosh and Migdis Katsoy. So Rashi, so the Ritzvo there in Sukkah, the Afman Bob says that Rashi got it from our Gemara. Rashi got it from our Gemara. Because the Gemara first said, my time with the Rav, why does Rav say? What's Muktz on the first day is Muktz on the second day? So first the Gemara thought, it must be Kedush Achas. The Gemara says, no, it's because Megidus Katsoy. That's what Achana the Rabbah means. Because what's the machlekes? The Ritva explains there in Sukkah and Daphne and Vav, what's the machlekes between Rashi and Taisus? Where they say, Muktzimach Masafik Yam Shavar Anan. So Taisus explained why. Taisus says that logically it doesn't make any sense. How can you say if something is Muktzah bin Hashmash is because I don't know when the end of the first day is and when the beginning of the next day is? So Taisus says it was only Muktzah the first day. It was never Muktzah at the beginning of the second day. You just didn't know when the end of the first day went. So Taisus understands that Migudis Katsayda Ben Hashmashet means whatever was Muktzah at the beginning, in the first moment of the Yontif, first moment of Shabbos remains Muktzah throughout. Rashi holds that that's not the Pshat. Rashi holds that Hachana de Rabba, that's if you don't believe in Hachana de Rabba. If you don't hold from Hachana de Rabba, then the din of Migudis Katsayda Ben Hashmashet means, but like Taisus defined it, whatever was mukta the first moment of the day remains mukta throughout. But if you hold from Achana de Rabbe, then what does it mean Achana de Rabbe? Suda Shabbos, Suda Yontif has to have a Achana de Kol Yom. So Rashi holds, if you hold from Achana de Rabbe, then whatever was mukta, whatever was not mukhan before the day began, it has to be mukhan de Kol Yom. Whatever was mukta before the day began, so never had a Achana. Never have achana, so the mail is going to be mukta. You don't need that it should be mukta the first moment of the next day.
It's not the skatzoi, the bein hashmoshes.
Rabbi Yochanan lays like achana de rabbi. The Taisus says the second test, Ella achana de rabbi. What does it got to do with achana de rabbi? That's what you ask. What does it got to do with achana de rabbi? Achana de rabbi is the, whenever the beitz is noldo, whenever the.